So my name is Jane G. I'm representing the University of California, San Francisco and the Asian American Research Center on Health. And on behalf of a large academic and community research team, I'm presenting increased healthy nutrition and physical activity in a health educator-led intervention among older Chinese American immigrants. And I have no disclosures to report. So to introduce the research team, this is a large academic community research partnership with the University of California at San Francisco, UC Davis, as well as San Francisco State University, NICO's Health Coalition, which serves the Chinese population in Chinatown and San Francisco, and the San Francisco Health Public Health Department. So we have several of our research team members here today. And the background for this work is that healthy nutrition and physical activity behaviors can reduce the risk of disease and promote health and well-being at all times of life. And Chinese immigrants, as many as you know, are the largest Asian subgroup in the U.S. and largely growing over the next 20, 30 years. And the large majority of them still remain to be foreign-born. Over three-fourths are foreign-born. And about 50% report speaking English less than very well and are limited English proficient. And many Chinese immigrants live in California where the study was conducted. The objective of our study was to evaluate a professional health educator nutrition and physical activity intervention among Chinese immigrants recruited by lay health workers in a cluster randomized controlled trial. And in terms of this cluster randomized controlled trial study design, we recruited lay workers from the San Francisco Chinese community, NICO's Pramami Did. There were 58 that were recruited, and they recruited study participants for the study. And then they were randomized into two arms. And the primary aim for the study was colorectal cancer screening. So it compared colorectal cancer screening outreach performed by lay health workers compared to a brochure on colorectal cancer screening. But the focus of today's talk is on the secondary outcome, which is a professional health educator delivering nutrition and physical activity education versus nutrition, physical activity, and materials only. And so the colors will kind of flow throughout the rest of the study. The green will be the health educator, and the blue will be the nutrition, physical activity, materials. And the study participant eligibility included self-identified as Chinese or Chinese American, age 50 to 75, since colorectal cancer screening was the main outcome, spoke Cantonese, Mandarin, and or English, and intended to stay in the San Francisco area for at least 12 months, and also reported no personal history of colorectal cancer. And again, to reiterate, we're focusing on the intervention, which is the professional health educator in green, and the comparison intervention, which is nutrition and physical activity materials. And this is a flow diagram sort of to illustrate what study activities occurred. So 58 health workers were recruited, and they recruited participants, and they were randomized by the health worker cluster. So 29 were in the intervention arm, and 29 were in the comparison. And they all completed a pre-intervention survey followed by the intervention. So in the intervention was a two health educator lecture on nutrition and physical activity, and in the comparison were just handouts. And then there was a post-interview survey that was conducted for both arms. And the health educator lectures were completed by three professional health educators that were bilingual in English and Cantonese or Mandarin. And the first lecture focused on how to eat smart and be active. And the second one was on disease prevention and health promotion. And so just so we can kind of have a glimpse of what they were taught, this is one of the things that were taught in one of the lectures in terms of what were the daily recommended servings for a diet. So for one was dairy products, two meat products, three grains, four for fruits, and five for vegetables. So fairly easy to remember to use your hands. And the next was the recommended amount of exercise recommended within a week. So it was 150 minutes. So 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day. And the measures that we used pre-survey at baseline, we looked at social demographic characteristics, self-reported medical history, their beliefs and knowledge regarding colorectal cancer screening, and their beliefs and knowledge and behavior on nutrition and physical activity. And then they received the study activities, the intervention or the comparison activities. And then we assessed about 6 months later a post-survey looking at colorectal cancer screening knowledge and beliefs and nutrition and physical activity knowledge and behavior. And for knowledge, the main outcome that we were interested in were number of daily vegetable servings, which was five, and the recommended duration of at least moderate intensity physical activity. And we also looked at the complementary self-reported behaviors for vegetable intake the day prior and the amount of minutes that they exercised in the last week. And primarily, we were interested in the change in knowledge and behavior from baseline to post-intervention within groups and between groups. In our statistical analyses, we used generalized estimating equation models to assess outcome changes from baseline to post-intervention within each group and between the groups. We looked at bivariate and multivariate analyses, and we accounted for lay health worker clustering. And this is the consort diagram for a randomized controlled trial. We assessed 2,268 for eligibility and ultimately randomized 863. And they were fairly equal groups, and ultimately 365 were analyzed in the intervention and 360 in the comparison group. These are the baseline characteristics of the participants in our study. They're predominantly female, majority born outside of the U.S., limited English proficient, and many had less than a high school education and income less than $20,000 per year. Many, 65% rated fair to poor health in general, and over half reported a body mass index of greater than 23, which indicates overweight or obesity. And those in the stars indicate statistically significant differences between the intervention and comparison group. In terms of the results, I'm going to present a series of graphs. So here, this is the outcome of looking at knowledge of vegetable intake guideline, which is 5 servings per day. And so to orient you, this is the intervention, the health educator versus comparison, which only received materials. Blue is in the baseline, and what maybe looks a little bit like salmon is the post-intervention. So you can see here in the intervention arm, the initial knowledge of knowing this guideline was 2.7%, which increased to 35.3% at the post-survey, which is a significant increase. And looking at the comparison, which only received materials, at baseline, about 5% knew this guideline, which increased to about 8.3% post-intervention. And so both had significant increases, and when we compare the change in the intervention versus the comparison, it was statistically significant. Next outcome that we'll be looking at is the knowledge of physical activity guideline, which is about at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity. And so you can see here, again, the same orientation, baseline in blue, salmon post-intervention. In the intervention arm, baseline knowledge was very low, but increased to 20% post-intervention. And again, baseline was very low in the comparison, and it modestly increased to 2.5%. So within both groups, there was a statistically significant increase. And then when we compare the change in this arm versus this arm, it was also statistically significant. Next, we looked at self-reported vegetable intake the day prior at the post-survey. And so same orientation. Within the intervention arm, we see that 2.2% reported that they ate at least 5 servings of vegetables a day, and then post-intervention about 15%. And this was a statistically significant increase. And there was not much change in the comparison group, which were fairly equivalent after the intervention. In terms of changes of self-reported physical activity, you can see about 50% in both arms reported meeting the recommended daily requirements, weekly requirements, and then at the post-survey, there was comparable increases, so it was significantly different within each group, but it was not significantly different when you look at the comparisons from intervention versus comparison. So next here, I'm presenting the multivariate models, looking at the knowledge for vegetable intake guideline and the physical activity guideline. And here we're looking at adjusted odds ratios with 95% confidence intervals. So the intervention effect for knowledge of vegetable intake guideline is that those that received health educator-led sessions had a 13 times higher odds of knowing the vegetable intake guideline than those that just received materials alone. And we did see an increased odds ratio of 2.71 intervention effect in physical activity guideline knowledge, but this was not statistically significant. In our multivariate knowledge, we also noted that being married seems to help promote knowledge of vegetable intake, and while those that rated their health excellent to good had lower odds of knowing this guideline. In terms of a multivariate analysis, looking at self-reported behavior meeting guidelines for vegetable intake and physical activity per week. Again, here we're looking at adjusted odds ratio. The intervention effect, again, was significant within the vegetable intake. So those that received the health educator-led intervention were 6 times higher odds of reporting that they met the guideline compared to those that just received the materials. The adjusted odds ratio for meeting physical guideline was also modestly show that there was some intervention effects, but again, this was not statistically significant. And within the vegetable intake guideline, we found that being married and a number of cardiovascular disease seemed to promote self-reported intake of vegetable intake meeting guidelines, and having an older age seemed to promote having meeting physical activity guidelines, whereas being unemployed, those that were less likely, had a lower odds of meeting the physical activity guideline. In terms of the limitations and strength for our study, the limitations were that it was self-report, all our data is self-report, so we're not sure exactly how much they ate or how much they exercised. And next, that there were fewer male than female participants. Our study was predominantly female participants. But the strength of our study is that we had 99% retention rate over four waves of the study over 6 months, so really a testament to the work of the community health workers and the research team. And also the strength of having a randomized controlled trial to really evaluate the effectiveness of each arm of the study against each other. So in terms of the conclusions for our study, the rates of knowledge and self-reported adherence to nutrition and physical activity guidelines were low among Chinese Americans. So at baseline, both groups, they're fairly low. No one seems to know really how much to exercise or how many vegetables to eat. And when we used just written in language materials, there was a small but significant increase in knowledge of nutrition and physical activity guidelines and the level of physical activity meeting guidelines. And when we look at an intervention with health educators that delivered in-language lectures, sort of using these hand mnemonics, this led to a significant increase in knowledge of nutrition physical activity guidelines in vegetable intake and level of physical activity meeting guidelines. And in terms of when we look at the multivariate analysis comparing the intervention arm to the comparison arm, the health educator intervention was superior to the in-language materials and increasing knowledge of the nutrition guideline and vegetable intake. We did not see this in the physical activity. So thank you.